This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So I was just thinking, you know, Riggins, Lindsay tells us what all she's done, you know, over the time that we've seen. Like, she goes home for a day, she tells us what she did, so we'll know what we can talk about, maybe, of something that she did that was interesting. I think in the Christmas season, she's busier than Santa Claus.
Yeah, I think so too.
This past weekend, she had something every day and every night. Mm-hmm. Everything from kid activities to fancy hobnobbing, you know, diamonds dripping, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when she told us about her itinerary on Saturday, it was insane.
Yeah.
And it started in the morning and then it went, you know, into the late night.
Mm-hmm. God, aren't you glad, though, that you're not that insecure? I'm sorry. What? To be surrounded by people all the time.
Right.
She needs help.
I need it.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So we have an idea. We want to get, Lindsay likes fruitcake. Mm-hmm. And it's a Christmas staple. And she likes it. Where did you try fruitcake for the first time?
I have no idea, but the second I put it in my mouth, I was like, yes.
This is
when you were a little kid, like your grandparents gave it to you or something?
I didn't like it as a kid. It was definitely in my older years. Let's say in my 30s.
But it's something like that, if you haven't had growing up, when somebody says, hey, do you want to try this piece of fruitcake in your 30s? You'd go, no, thanks. I'm good. It's not something like, you're like, you know what? I've never tried. I want to try it. So that was interesting.
I'm just always down to eat whatever somebody has. Maybe I was super hungry that day. I don't know, but yeah. I just enjoyed it. I don't know if I'd ever tried it before because I'd always turn it down.
Yeah, of course.
But it's full of like dried cherries and walnuts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's heavy, thick. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not. It's not even like a spice cake that at least you can get some sort of endearing quality out of it, even if you don't like the other stuff that's in it.
Yeah.
What I don't appreciate about it is that it's actually very high in calorie and fat.
Oh,
I mean, for to be somewhat healthy, you would think, but it's really not. I mean, the candy cherries, but it's full of fruit. Yeah. And it's, yeah. I've eaten half a fruitcake in one sitting. That's how much I love
what?
It. I think I was pregnant. But
Riggins, have you ever picked up a fruitcake?
It's like a brick, yeah. Isn't it?
You just eat.
It's dense. And
if it's, you're just the only one eating it, sure, just bite.
You eat it like a banana.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Those little rectangle ones that you just eat that.
Just bite it off.
Who are you?
No one else in my house is touching it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the reason I brought it up is because they say fruitcake is having a moment. Apparently, sales are up in 2024. So maybe you're on to something. People are buying fruitcake again.
Well,
it's having a moment.
I don't know that they're unwrapping it and biting into it like a baby Ruth, but
they should. It's like a giant candy bar.
God. But it's not. It's
my
just,
favorite part is the cherries, which is the part TJ hates the most, I think.
And the walnut. I'm not a walnut person.
Oh, no? Okay.
Because doesn't it have walnuts and pecans and other kinds of stuff in it?
It's got a big nut mixture.
The nuts almost look black in it.
Yeah, the whole thing is like gray.
I think they're black walnuts, yeah.
Ugh.
It's the most unappetizing looking thing.
You got to get a good brand that's very moist.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do the dry, no. Give me the good, the $20 fruitcake.
A $20 fruitcake?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And where do they get those? Where do you get the good? And what's a good brand?
Like a homemade. I can't think of the name. It's a double name. I'll have to look it up, but it's good.
Really?
Yeah. Puke and barf. So are you wanting to get one, Riggins, and try it?
No. Actually, it made me think about it because somebody posted, can other fruits besides cherry be maraschino'd? And that made me think. Yeah.
I don't know.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
So last week, I think it was, TJ was telling us about this new item coming to Subway. It's a foot long Oreo.
Oreo, yeah.
And it's like an entire 12 inches of Oreo. We kind of said, would you try that? Yeah, of course you try it, but do you need like a foot of a cookie? Well, it turns out they've got another product coming out in 2025, foot-long nachos. So it's a collaboration with Doritos.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just
nachos in a container that's long instead of round.
Exactly.
Or square, yeah.
I mean, so they look good.
They do look good. And I would like to see more nachos being made with Doritos in the future. Same. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. We do that at home sometimes. Do just, you? Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Where are you from? You're from the South again, right? We do it all the time.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Hey, if you're in an area that will get ice on the sidewalks and stuff, or if you're walking to your car and your driveway has ice on it, or any of those types of things, they're recommending a way that you can walk on the ice. It's a technique that you use to keep you from slipping down.
Okay.
All right, here's what you do. Keep your knees relaxed in an active position so you're ready to react. Point your feet slightly outward. Get in a waddle stance. Walk slowly while shuffling your feet. Small shuffle steps are best. Keep your center of gravity over your feet, so you might even be leaning forward a little bit. And they say that the reason these small shuffling steps work is because of friction and gravity. The larger your steps, the more force, which increases the likelihood of a fall.
Okay.
So can y'all picture the animal that walks that way? Basically, you do a penguin walk.
Yeah.
Now, if I look out the window and somebody's walking across the parking lot like a penguin, I'm going to laugh my butt off.
Yeah. I was going to say, you might as well just shoot me. I'm never doing that. I'm never doing it. I'd rather fall on my ass.
That's crazy.
But I always call it a penguin walk when you have to, your pants at your ankles and you have to walk like,
yeah,
if you got to go get toilet paper or something, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
An actual waddle.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah, just that kind of shuffle. But if that would keep me from falling and looking like a moron, I would rather, what's more embarrassing, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at. Slipping, even if you don't fall, but slipping like you're going to fall to get to your car, or walking like a penguin, but never slipping and you would be sturdy the whole time. I'm taking penguin would be better.
I'm taking the fall.
You'd rather whoop, 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 whoop.
I'm breaking
slipping
a hip
all over the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, falling is just not cool. I mean, I don't know.
You bet a penguin walk is.
That's not cool either. It looks like you pooped in your pants. You're just like, excuse me. Excuse me. Come with her. Gotta go.
Yeah. But I wonder if we could have a contest. Like if we could get one of those ice skating rink things like we had Saturday at that thing we did with the Christmas festival. If we could do a penguin walk on that.
Yeah.
Or we could just freeze the parking lot out here and not tell anyone. What are y'all doing out here with a hose? We're doing something for the radio. Yeah. Mind your business. Yeah.
The fire department was cool with it. Yeah. They sent the hose out here.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
Okay, I need for young people to stop calling devices that go inside your ears that listen to music. You got to stop calling those headphones. Those are not headphones. They are earphones, or they are earbuds, AirPods, whatever, earpods. Headphones go over your head and around your ear, or over your head and on top of your ear. They fit onto your head. So what you, like say with an iPhone, you would have not headphones. But I see on social media all the time they're calling them headphones, and they're not. They're not headphones.
Okay. Mm. I see. So I see what you're saying.
If y'all would tell other young people, spread the word and get them to stop that.
Okay.
Country would be a better place.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
For 2025, save the children.
Mm-hmm. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
You know what I love seeing in commercials on TV and on the internet? Shop last minute deals. Shop your last minute deals. And I'm like, It's January 15th, 16th. This is not last minute. There's 10 days till Christmas. There's, in my world, this isn't even close to last minute. Right. Not even close.
That where we are now, you still got plenty of time, you say?
You mean December 15th.
Oh, yeah. What did I say?
January.
Oh, yeah. Okay. December. Yeah. If there's 10 days to Christmas, I've got 8 days to relax. Yeah. We're not even close to last minute.
Right.
We have just two different definitions of last minute. Mm-hmm. However,
don't you have to allow for delivery time and all that? Does it take longer if it's that close to Christmas?
I feel like when I go Christmas shopping, I don't do online shopping. I put myself in the position where I have run out of time, mm-hmm. and it's my punishment.
Well, you work mm-hmm. better that way.
I work more efficiently. Mm-hmm. I never move faster than when I'm in a shopping mall. If I'm walking through a Dillard's to get to the mall, the actual mall, mm-hmm. I'm walking like I have purpose beyond measure.
Yeah.
Okay, but I didn't know that. I thought that you were so against shopping in person now that you wouldn't do it anymore. But yeah, that makes sense. If it's last minute you could go.
I'm going
into
Christmas
the store.
Eve.
Yeah.
Going on Christmas Eve. Going on December 23rd.
Christmas Eve. That's really pushing it.
That's my thing.
Wow. What
I feel like. About? Then I'll get something else. I don't even go in with a plan. I'm just like, today's mall day. I'm mm-hmm. going to get it done.
Uh-huh. Whatever I see, I'm getting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I try to do the best I can. I did see TJ one time on Christmas Eve. Don't act like you haven't been there, TJ.
No, I have been. But I mean, that was how many years ago, though? 10 years ago?
Maybe. People don't go to do that kind of stuff as much anymore. But
right.
I'm still in there.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was in there. That was back when I was. I thought that the store opened before the mall did. I thought the store I was supposed to be going to, because it said it on the thing. Because it said that it opened, earlier, and the mall didn't open until 10.
Yeah,
but it opened at whatever time.
Mm-hmm. It was 8 or 9.
A lot of them do.
Right, but this one decided not to that day after I snuck away from home, got up extra early, and snuck away all the way into the big city to the fancy mall to get Jody a purse.
I hate that. Oh, is that what you were there for?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And that's when I ran into you. I was just walking around.
Yeah.
Waiting for that store to open. It didn't even open at the time the mall did. It was like the mall opened at 9. It opened at 10.
Mm. Oh, no way.
One of those designers.
Oh, they're divas. Yeah. But they're my kind of diva.
Good point.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
I was watching 60 Minutes the other day because I'm 190 years old. But they did this little profile about Thailand. 90% of the people in Thailand are Buddhist, and they believe that elephants are sacred animals.
Uh-huh.
So they can't kill them. But the problem is the elephant population has grown so much, they're going into neighborhoods and causing a lot of problems. And elephants have killed like 160 people in the last 6 years. Women, children, like all kinds. So they got a real problem. But you can't even shoot them if it's charging at you.
Oh, wow.
You're just supposed to just, I guess, get trampled or try to get out of the way.
I didn't know they were feisty like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I think if they're hungry and they're not getting enough food, I mean, mm. and these animals are the size of like your house. You know, mm-hmm. they're like a story tall.
And they're so cute.
Mm-hmm. They are cute. And I guess unless they're trying to kill you, that's not as cute.
Elephants are uppity. They think they own the place.
Yeah, right.
Maybe. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.